This Week in Nuclear for September 24th, 2010. Welcome to the show. I'm John Wheeler, your host, and you're listening to This Week in Nuclear, a podcast where we talk about the peaceful uses of nuclear energy and how nuclear energy will make our world cleaner, safer, and less dependent on fossil fuels. Andrew Cuomo, New York State Attorney General, is running for the office of governor, and he makes no bones about it. He's going to try to shut down Indian Point nuclear plant if he is elected. His opposition to the plan is no secret. He's been an outspoken critic for years, even though federal inspectors and an independent safety assessment agree the plant is safe. As part of his bid for governor, Cuomo published his long-term energy plan called Power New York, or Power NY, in which he calls for the two Indian Point nuclear units to shut down in 2013 and 2015. Power New York states, quote, "Andrew Cuomo has been a long supporter of closing the Indian Point nuclear plant in Westchester and has argued that the federal government should not renew the plant's operating license when it expires in 2013. Cuomo's energy plan says New York must find alternate sources of generation and transmission so they can replace Indian Point. Last week, however, the New York Independent System Operator, or New York ISO, released its latest reliability assessment of the electrical grid in New York. The New York ISO is the independent nonprofit organization that controls the flow of electricity throughout the state. They are responsible for ensuring the grid remains safe and reliable. And in this report, the ISO concluded that without Indian Point, the system would become unreliable and blackouts more frequent. Here's what they said. Reliability violations would occur if the Indian Point plant were retired at the latter of the two units' current license expiration dates using the base case load forecast assumptions. In layman's terms, this means that the grid would become unstable and blackouts much more likely if Indian Point is shut down. In fact, if you read the details of the report, it states that blackouts would become almost four times more likely than is allowed by ISO rules if Indian Point is taken out of service. The report also states, under stress conditions, the voltage performance on the system without Indian Point would be degraded. This means that during peak loads, like those that occur on warm summer days, voltage on the grid would drop to dangerously low levels. When this occurs, the grid operators are sometimes forced to implement rolling blackouts to prevent loss of large portions of the electrical supply system. This degraded voltage condition also causes accelerated wear and tear on industrial motors, household appliances, and electronics, because as the voltage drops on the system, the current draw inside the machines rises. This can cause overheating and short circuits, causing the appliances or the circuits to fail. The ISO report also states that electricity generated outside the region would be unable to reach southern New York and New York City because of transmission constraints. Simply put, there are just not enough transmission lines to bring that huge quantity of energy over long distances needed to replace Indian Point. The New York ISO is not alone. Experts from the National Academy of Sciences also say alternatives are not available. The National Academy says existing power plants and transmission lines won't be able to replace Indian Point. New power plants would have to be built in the lower Hudson Valley, or large transmission lines would need to be built to bring power in from far away. The National Academy of Science calls both of these unlikely because of a lack of funding and because permitting and finding suitable locations for such facilities would be difficult. So here's a warning. If you live in New York, keep this in mind when you go to the polls in November. Andrew Cuomo's energy plan is a feel-good fantasy that won't work in the real world. Thanks for listening to This Week in Nuclear. I'm John Wheeler. Have a great nuclear day.